This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What a day, Limits. What a day. Donnie Chedrick filling in for Pomp and Joe. They are at Pomp's golf outing this afternoon. Austin and I are here until 2 p.m., and the Steelers have yet again Kool-Aid manned their way into the news. We thought it would be a heavy baseball day on the outset. Our whole first segment was the fun that was this weekend at PNC Park, and hey, you got to take the little victories with Pirates baseball because they're having a bad year. 10:30, I think almost 10:30 on the nose. I send it to Austin for a headline, and there it is. Just seconds before the Steelers making the trade with the Miami Dolphins. At that point, all we knew was the Steelers were acquiring Jalen Ramsey. Little did we know it would become probably, player for player, the biggest trade in Steelers history. The Steelers would go on to send Minkah Fitzpatrick back to Miami in the deal. We later found out the Steelers were also acquiring Jonnu Smith from the Dolphins. So they get an offensive pass catcher. They get a multi-time all-pro corner. And it was a late-round pick swap thrown in as well between the Steelers and the Dolphins, and we are here getting your reaction to all of it at 412-928-9370. That's your way to get in queue. But Austin, today a pretty surreal one, I think, for both of us. We did not think that we would be on the air together for what is going to go for the time being as the most stunning trade in this team's history.
Yeah, not a chance. Like, I don't think any of us could have anticipated that this would go down today. I thought Tyler Boyd potentially wanting to sign with the Steelers would end up being the biggest news. But as I think about this trade more and more, Donnie, it's, Joe put a good word on it, it's kind of strange because Minka obviously was not making a lot of splash plays over the last 2 years. 1 year deal, 1 year left on that deal. Ramsey's contract also not much time left on it as well. So that kind of feels like it's the one for one change up younger player Minka going back to Miami. Where I don't know if Jonnu Smith is seen as a throw in this. It seems like Miami values Minka pretty significantly, which would make sense. They picked him in the first round years ago and got a first round pick back for him. For the Steelers, basically just giving up Minka and a fifth. So It makes them worse at safety. It makes them better at corner. They're better at tight end. But the biggest question for me now is, what are they doing at safety? Like, they made themselves worse at one position that I don't really know if they were that good at to begin with, to improve at corner. So we had lots of concerns about corner. Now we have more concerns about safety. Sure, tight end's filled up, and I guess maybe you could say that about wide receiver, even though I still think they need to add one. So it still creates a little bit more questions for me than ultimately answers.
412-928-9370, and I think they are better than what they were this morning. I think you have Jalen Ramsey come in here. Darius Slay is already here. And in a way, you could look at this as maybe the team has doubts of what Joey Porter Jr. can do. Maybe they're a little bit worried by what he was unable to accomplish in his second season. But to take a positive out of that, I think you just put him with two of the best corners of the 2010s into the 2020s that can mentor him, and maybe under their tutelage he can turn into one of the game's next great corners. That's not a guarantee, but that's sort of the idea that I get from it. Like, okay, you take a little bit of pressure off Joey Porter Jr. in this case. You bring in Jalen Ramsey, and he is a pricey insurance policy per se, but he is going to play a whole lot. I think they have a pretty healthy three-man rotation here at corner. I know a lot of people like Corey Trice, but I would say that he is, you know, clearly sort of a, you know, break glass in case of emergency type guy back there, not to mention all of the injury struggles that he has had. And it seems like we had Mark Cabali and Brian Batko both on within the last hour or so. It seems like it's not out of the realm of possibilities that one of those guys gets some time in at corner. And Brian said, listen, Jalen Ramsey's a former top five overall pick. I think that dude probably has the confidence that he can bump back there and play safety. So maybe that's not out of the realm of possibilities. 412-928-9370. Sonny is in Castle Shannon. What's going on, Sonny?
Hey, Donnie, thanks for taking my call. To be honest, I don't really like the trade. I agree with Starkey. Fitzpatrick is, he's in his 20s, he's young. And my argument is, I don't think it's Minka. I think it's the Pat Quinns and the Sire Mills defense. Looking at the Baltimore game, Minka could stop the run, and they were really struggling. I think he's an all-pro, and he's pretty good at his position. I can't see anybody stepping up. I don't see any BD Bishops or Elliotts to do cover him. And, again, I just don't like the trade. If the Rooneys want to win now, I don't think this was a blockbuster trade to get them to the next level. I just want to hear what your comments said. I don't think it's a good trade. So can you tell me something, Donnie?
Well, Sonny, I mean, I'll meet you here. I don't think this makes them like a Super Bowl favorite or anything like that. I don't think this puts them in a spot like the AFC Championship game. I think they are in a pretty similar spot as to where they were when they signed Aaron Rodgers. I thought they were a team that could win a playoff game, best case scenario. Maybe this gets them an extra win. I don't know. But I think that's even being a bit generous. So I will meet you there. Now, you said this isn't the type of move for the Rooneys to make to win right now. Well, that's the tactic they have gone with here. They are clearly trying to win now. All of the moves this offseason are very clear in their pursuit to take one, maybe last, bite at the apple here. It's Aaron Rodgers on a one-year deal. Along with that, they trade for DK Metcalf the night before free agency opens. They bring in some other free agents like Darius Slay. They now make the trade for Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith. They are clearly in win right now mode.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
How realistic is that? Again, I don't think this makes them a Super Bowl favorite, but they're absolutely trying to win right now. And a good point by somebody on the text line there. You know, Minka is 28 years old. People don't need to act like this guy is 22 or 23 or 24 like he was when he first came here and had some great seasons out of the gate. 412-928-9370. Mike is in Pittsburgh. What's going on, Mike?
How's it going? Hey, my question is to you is, what are the cap implications here? Are we coming out on top for the cap implications, or are we taking a bigger hit, taking on Ramsey?
So I know Ramsey, and I appreciate the call, Mike. Ramsey's number is like 26.1, I want to say. Now, Minka Fitzpatrick was 22.3, his cap number this season. So I think Ramsey might be a tad higher than what Minka was. Do you have those numbers in front of you, Austin?
Yeah, so Rappaport and Schefter just both came out with it. The Dolphins have previously paid Ramsey $4 million already the offseason, and they're going to pay another $3 million in the trade. So the Steelers are going to pay the rest of the $26.5 million that he's due this year. So the Steelers will pay right around $20 million.
Okay, so I don't think that's a horrible side for the Steelers.
No, Dolphins are eating $7 million, basically, of that 26.6.
Yeah, so yeah, that puts the Steelers at just under $20 million that they are on for with Jalen Ramsey. Now, we don't know if the Steelers will swallow any of that from Minka Fitzpatrick on their end, but the way that I saw it from the get-go was that it felt to me like it was kind of a wash financially for those two players in particular. If you just looked at Minka and Jalen Ramsey, it was going to be very similar money on each side. So that's not where I was really worried about. Plus, the Steelers do have some to play with. Now, Brian Batko also said last hour he doesn't think this will play a huge impact on the TJ Watt deal. He still think he still thinks that that gets done at some point this offseason, and that what happened today doesn't really dictate the terms of what will happen with him. He did bring up the point, though, in that same answer, that does this say anything just mentally to Watt of, hey, these guys view me as their A1 defensive player, and they're not really treating me like it right now. They're doing business elsewhere. Does that just sort of tick off the psyche of TJ Watt? 412-928-9370. You can also hit us on the fan text line. That's brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Todd is in Hermitage. What's up, Todd?
Hey, how you doing? I don't really like a lot of things the Steelers have done over the last handful of years, but I do like this trade. I think kind of moving Minka for Ramsey is kind of one of those situations where each guy gets a new start again and may be able to benefit their new team better. But I actually think this Jonnu Smith acquisition is a little bit underrated. If anybody out there watches his tape a little bit, this guy looks like more like a wide receiver than a tight end, a big wide receiver. But I think he may be able to help the Steelers tremendously in this scheme that Arthur Smith runs. So I like the trade.
Yeah, Todd, I do think Jonnu Smith is a nice little addition here, and he will get a pay raise, and we will eventually get the financials of that. But that was the big reason why he wanted out of Miami. And we saw a month ago when Adam Schefter reported that the Steelers had interest in Jonnu Smith and the teams were going to try and work out a trade. And then those reports sort of lost luster over the course of time. But now here we are about a month later, and Jonnu Smith will be a Steeler. He will be reunited with Arthur Smith, and away we go, potentially, with the Steelers offense. It's not another wide receiver, but it is another tight end. And you wonder, are the Steelers done at making these moves? I'm not sure. And we have people on the text line asking about players like Jordan Whitehead, a local product, played high school football at Central Valley. Justin Simmons has gotten a couple of calls today. Will it be one of those players they look at, or do they go forward with Juan Thornhill, who they picked up from the Browns this offseason? They have Deshaun Elliott, who I already think is a pretty good player, had one of his best pro seasons in Pittsburgh last year. He got a little extension a couple of weeks ago, and that was really the first time there were some murmurs of, okay, this guy got an extension. What about the dude next to him? And Mark Cabali told us last hour, Brian Batko was the second source on it. They got the indication the Steelers had very little to no interest in re-signing Minka Fitzpatrick once the year was up. And they thought it made the most sense to make the move right now. 412-928-9370. Join us on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. That is where Mark in Butler is right now. What's up, Mark?
How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I just wanted to comment on you were saying about TJ Watt feeling disrespected. If I'm TJ Watt, I'm looking at it as, you know, maybe they're not BSing me this time, and they're trying to do everything they can to put a better team out there. Maybe that's one of his hang-ups, is he's just tired of being the guy that never won a playoff game. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, he's I don't know what he is feeling right now. I mean, there's no way that I would know how TJ Watt is feeling following that trade, but here is something. If we go back to those financial details that got put out there a few minutes ago from Rap Sheet and from Schefter about how the Steelers are paying roughly $20 million of the $26.6 that is owed to Jalen Ramsey, saves them a little bit of money there. Do they find some way to work that into the TJ Watt deal? But Austin, the way that things are shaping up, I still just feel that a deal with Watt will get done. I don't feel like today had a massive impact on his future. I agree with a lot of what Brian said last hour.
I don't really think it has anything to do with what they ultimately do with TJ Watt. It seems like these are just, I don't know if ancillary is the right word, but just other moves that they're doing to try to maybe build around Watt or change up things on the defensive side of the ball to basically fit whatever scheme they want to be in. And maybe it was because there was communications with issues with Minka, and maybe it was that they were asking him to be a deep safety when they really just did not need him to. Maybe they didn't trust him enough around the line of scrimmage with the communication, and that's why they kept him back there. So no, I don't think this plays much into effect of what they're doing with Watt. Money-wise, Omar Khan, we know, finds ways to just fix the cap to create money. They can restructure somebody. I still think they're going to get Watt done. I just hope it's not for $40 million.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.